Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping. And once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm waiting for the Super Bowl. It's taking forever to get here. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. And we're going to be here for one more hour. This is a four-hour show. We get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for listening. I don't know what your occupation is. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm glad that you're here tonight. And a big shout out to all the first responders out there. We actually, the NFL, let me say, took some time to show all the first responders some love. I'll explain momentarily. You can listen to the show all the time on the free Odyssey app. AUDACY. If you miss a minute, an hour of the show, you can always go ahead and hit rewind. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can lock in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can go ahead and listen on that too. It has just been so damn busy. LeBron broke the scoring record two nights ago. The NBA trade deadline was Thursday afternoon. Thursday night, the NFL has its award ceremony, NFL honors. Patrick Mahomes walks away with his second MVP. The Super Bowl will be on Sunday. I learned that Texas and Oklahoma, we're going to blink, and at the end of the 2023-24 season, they're going to leave the Big 12 early. They're going to be in the SEC. It has just been ridiculous. And then as I told you, I'm out here in Arizona. And you can go ahead and check some of my photos and videos. I have more coming at JR Sport Brief. If you actually wondered whether or not I worked, you can actually see a video of me fake working, or photo, I should say. And it's a madhouse out here. I've been in Phoenix all week long. All of the fan activities opened up this afternoon. So if you happen to be in Arizona, go to the convention center and get a ticket to the NFL experience. I don't know how much it costs. Don't ask me. I just kind of walk around until people say don't go there. And they got Super Bowl rings, the Vince Lombardi trophy. They have legends making appearances all week. You want to take your kids, it's fun. For me, it sucks. There's traffic outside, too many people. It's just busy as hell. NFL had its award ceremony. I went from the award ceremony, and I came to do this show, and then I was at Media Row, and I'm running into friends, and then I saw Ryan Bader, and thank God he didn't punch me, and I spoke to Tim Brown. I saw my friend, former chief, and, oh, he's not former chief. He's a Chiefs legend. My main man, Tony Richardson, and Nick Lowry. It's so busy. And I'm here hanging out with you. This is so much fun. What else am I going to do? More importantly, Patrick Mahomes is MVP. He wasn't in attendance to accept his award because he's busy. Hey, Shep, what do you think Patrick Mahomes is doing right now in Phoenix? What time is it in Phoenix? I don't know. It's 11 o'clock. Is he awake? He's awake, right?
Not a chance. He's probably in some hyperbaric chamber sleeping, doing something that is in the mode of revitalizing, recuperating. We know he's dealing with the high ankle. There is no way he's up right now.
He's not clicking through Twitter?
No.
Instagram?
No, and he's not trying to date Miss Piggy either. Sorry, that was a bad joke.
Oh, because of the Kermit voice.
Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, he is resting, he is sleeping, he is making sure his body is ready for Sunday at 6:30.
He's not looking at film, no?
Not this late, no.
Not necessary. He doesn't need film no more.
Well, you said it yourself. I mean, you've been waiting for God knows how long for the Super Bowl. You know he's been waiting for the same amount of time. He's watched all the film he possibly can. Now it's just a matter of making sure his body's rested.
Yeah, this is some crap, man. What are we supposed to do between now and Sunday?
You tell me. You're the one in Phoenix right now.
I don't know.
Looking like
what, the show is tomorrow. What are we going to do? Preview the game? Like what are we going
to
do?
Well, you know what we can do? We can, because you didn't get to dive into this maybe as much as you would have liked because LeBron broke the scoring record. And you're sick of talking about him, and I understand that.
Who is it?
You know, Mr. Four-Man Isolation Retreat.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. What is there to say about him? Nothing.
Okay. Well, there you go. We don't need to talk about that Friday then.
Yeah. Let's talk about someone who is much more tolerable, like Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Take a listen to his acceptance speech as he has now won his second NFL MVP award. This is from the NFL Network.
I want to thank God for giving me this platform and putting so many amazing people around me to help support this dream I've had since I was a little kid. Without him, none of this would even be possible. To my wife, Brittany, my baby girl, Sterling, and my son, Bronze, this crazy life that we are living means nothing without y'all, keeping me balanced and making me appreciate every single day. No matter how I feel coming home, y'all bring me joy and make me appreciate the time that I get to spend with y'all. Thank you for always being there for me through my good times and my bad. Love y'all. To my family, my mom, my dad, my brother and sister, thank you for supporting me every day and telling me since I was a little kid to follow my dreams. To the Chiefs organization, Clark Hunt, Brett Veach, Andy Reid, the staff, and most of all, my teammates, I would never be standing here today without y'all. Every day, given everything that we have together to go for the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl. Let's continue to go for that dream this weekend.
Well, good for Patrick Mahomes. Good for him. Yeah, go try to win the Super Bowl. Have fun. Anyway, yes, Shep, you're correct. When he speaks, he now sounds less like Kermit the Frog than years past. And then in listening to him, his kids, Bronze and Sterling, I remember reading that or hearing about it, and he gave an explanation. I don't recall what it is. If he has a third kid, what would the third, Platinum? No, right? Can't do that. Platinum, Sterling, Bronze, Silver, me? I don't know.
Whatever happened to, like, John or Sarah? I'm an expert naming kids, but...
John, well, I thought you said I mistook John for Joe. We can't call anyone Joe now.
Right.
Remember that guy threw a fit the other day because of Karen?
Well, he wouldn't want to call anyone Joe because many people believe that this is a bad joke, but Joe is his daddy. He was 3-0 at the time. Now he's 3-1.
So Joe Burrow.
And it's his greatest rival. It's like LeBron naming a kid Giannis or Kevin. You can't do that.
The part I remember watching, Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Right.
Like, this is not even Pat. This is Patrick Mahomes Jr.
Right.
I remember watching his dad. His dad was a middling pitcher. He had a good career, but his dad was an average pitcher in the majors. And if you would have asked me 20 years ago when I was watching his dad play, like, oh, my God, guess what? 20 years later, his son is going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, I'd be like, well, damn. Well, I guess his dad knows how to throw a ball, and Patrick Mahomes is a supreme athlete. I've seen video of Patrick Mahomes. This one, the Sun, the Chiefs, I've seen this guy dunk a basketball. I've seen him swing a bat. Like, Patrick Mahomes is a freak athlete. And he's out there just running around on the football field. He's like Magic Johnson with a football. And it's just crazy to me that this is Patrick Mahomes, the average pitcher. His son is one of the greatest QBs ever. Shep, you mentioned LeBron James. Tonight he was not in action. We talked about the NBA trade deadline. It's like half the NBA has moved. The Lakers have a completely new roster, it seems, in a week. Rui Hachimura, Patrick Beverley is gone. They were able to bring in Mo Bamba from the Orlando Magic. Thomas Bryant is gone. Who am I missing? D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley. This is a new team. And so everyone is not available. Obviously not tonight. And so the Milwaukee Bucks were in Los Angeles. They beat the Lakers 115-106. Giannis said, this is child's play against these bums holding it down. These 38 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Anthony Davis was out there 23-16. Dennis Schroeder 25. But no LeBron James. LeBron James was just, he was out. You know, I think they said he had a sore ankle or knee, and this man was out there resting. But LeBron James did take some time to address the crowd. I guess this was a consolation for people who showed up to potentially see him break the record. And he took some time to, you know, give thanks to those in attendance and, more importantly, his family. Take a listen to what he had to say about the real all-time leading scorer.
Giving so much to my family. My beautiful wife has been, I mean, she's the real MVP, if you want to be completely honest. She's actually the all-time leading scorer, if you want to be completely honest.
Shep, did you notice how many women applauded that? It was more women than there was guys. Did you hear that?
It didn't quite draw the attention that maybe he hoped he would have liked, that Savannah hoped it would have. But, you know, she was trending the next morning because they had gone out and they went to a club.
I saw that.
And you never hear
she gave
one
him
thing,
credit.
You never hear one thing about her. You never hear anything negative. You never hear anything positive. She just stays. I don't want to say stays in a role because her role is not to be quiet, but she just – No, there's nothing bad about it. Like, Ayesha Curry gets out every single time on social media, and she always has something to say about everybody. Savannah James is an individual that literally, you don't know what she sounds like, you don't know what she believes, you don't know what she thinks, but she's so classy. She always daps up her husband. She's there at every game. She's a great mom for every account that we see. She's incredible. And so LeBron.
Well, what's wrong with Ayesha? She was involved in media. She was forward and front facing. Wasn't she an actress or something or another?
I couldn't even tell you. What
yes,
I do know is
she was.
What I do know is she is. She doesn't.
Uh-oh.
What I've seen from
choose
her.
Choose your word. Hey, choose your words carefully, buddy. I'm taking a back seat.
That's okay. No, Jared, what I have seen from her is she doesn't always stay in her lane. And what I mean by that is she talks out of both sides of her mouth. She's an individual that goes after big names because she understands that she has the platform of being Steph's wife. No one would pay attention to her if she wasn't. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she doesn't have good things to offer and bring to the table. What I am saying is she uses her platform oftentimes to be critical of bigger names, particularly those people that are critical of her husband for the right reasons, for the truth.
Okay.
And the reality is Steph Curry, for a long time in his career, he didn't play defense. The reality is he choked in big games. The reality is he took a back seat to Klay Thompson in the Game 6s and the Game 7s when it was Klay coming through, not Steph. And when media members would make that case very clear and use that example, Ayesha would always defend her husband but go over the top in doing so. That's all I'm saying.
You know more than me. I don't pay attention. I don't know.
Well, you have more important things to do than that. I get it. But what I'm saying is Savannah – people are so critical of LeBron James, and from 2001, when he was 16 years old and on the cover of Sports Illustrated, my understanding is they were together even at that point.
Yeah, high school.
Yeah, and she never, ever when after all the negative vagabonds and all the people that tried to attach their name to LeBron and tried to make a career, we know the guy on the West Coast who does it, and I give her all the credit in the world for always staying classy. She was doing Ron Burgundy before that saying was even famous. Shout out Will Ferrell.
Well, thanks, Shaq.
You're welcome, sir.
What else did LeBron say? Didn't he say something about he showed love to old guys, right?
He did, sir.
Yeah, let's hear that.
You know, I had dreams of being able one day to be able to throw no-look passes like Magic Johnson, to be able to shoot fadeaways like Michael Jordan, to be able to, you know, have a crossover like Allen Iverson, to be able to have a afro and jump, you know, in a dunk contest like Kobe Bryant. You know, I looked up to so many athletes and so many people along my journey.
Oh. Maybe LeBron will gift us with a dunk contest appearance as he retires. Is that what he's going to do, Shaq?
No. You know what?
Never.
He has nothing to lose if he does it in year 20. Everyone wants to knock Dwight Howard for, you know, a lackluster career and underachieving. But you know what? When Dwight came out representing that Superman, darning that jersey the way he did when he won back in the late 2000, before 2010, LeBron James has nothing to lose if he were to enter the dunk contest in year 20 and lose.
Who's in it this year?
Couldn't even tell you. A bunch of Jericho Sims. Couldn't even tell you. I'll tell you this much. It's not 88 when you had Michael and Dominique. It's not 99, or excuse me, it was 2000 when you had Vince Carter. It's not, you know, even guys when Steve Francis would do it and, you know, and Baron Davis, and I'm talking not even the ultimate superstars. I'm just talking stars. We don't even have decent players doing it anymore. We don't even have rotational players doing it anymore.
We had a guy. There are people who Shaedon Sharpe withdrew himself from the slam dunk contest.
Right. Right. That says all you need to know. And he's got potential, but the reality is when you say the name Sharpe, you think of a guy who's been retired in the NFL for more than 20 years now.
Mac McClung? I know him. He go to Georgetown, right, for a little while.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Kenyon.
Yeah,
Kenyon Martin Jr.
Well, he's living off his dad's reputation, all right.
These are the slam dunk people. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. People have been asking me all week. Hey, JR, are you going to NBA All Star? JR, are you gonna? You gonna go to Utah, JR? You gonna go to Salt Lake City? I'm like, no. I'm not going to All-Star break for nothing to do what? Watch that crap. Our last slam dunk contest I remember, I was in Toronto, and it was, I guess I don't remember it that good. It was Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine. These two dudes were flying around. They went to overtime. I didn't know what was going on. They just flying around. I think that was the last dunk contest that was worth anything. And it was negative 20 outside. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. AP's calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, Shep, how you guys doing?
Okay.
I appreciate you guys, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, look, I really just wanted to piggyback on the guy I think was on the break before last. He was calling about his alcohol addiction and you guys bring therapy to him. And I remember about 3 weeks ago I called and I told you guys, like you and Shep, you guys were just like free therapy for guys that just listen to you guys. It's like, you guys do amazing work, and you know, I just really think you guys like help people out mentally, and you know that's really all I got, man. Because when I called the first time, I think it was about 3 weeks ago,
okay.
I told you guys, you know, you like free therapists, and I really appreciate you guys for doing what you guys are doing, man. And I'm praying for that guy. I don't know his name, but if you're listening, I'm praying for you. I hope you make it out, your addiction. And thanks to JR and Shep. I really appreciate you guys, man. And that's really all I got, man. I just love you guys. I'm a call every time I feel like saying something to you guys, man, because I really appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you, AP. We appreciate you for listening from North Carolina. Yes, thank you so much. Well, Shep is here to provide balance. because I'm just nothing but a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more about the NFL honors. I know there are quite a few people who have many thoughts about Kevin Durant. Monty Williams was able to talk about what Kevin Durant on the Suns will look like. So we'll share that with you on the other side of the break and get to more of your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, you make my drive so much more enjoyable coming home from work late at night every day.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Patrick Mahomes is the NFL MVP. LeBron James is the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, DeMarcus Ware, Rondé Barber, just a few of the guys, Joe Klecko, going into the NFL Hall of Fame. Don Coryell as well. Kevin Durant gets traded to the Phoenix Suns. Shep, is there anything else I've missed like over the past 48 hours?
No. I mean, you've hit on everything. I mean, I know you teased and we played Dak Prescott, maybe the most inspirational journey we've seen in a long time. There might be someone even more inspirational.
DeMar Hamlin.
Yes, sir. And I know you pointed that out.
Yeah. You know what? Let's take a few phone calls, and then next break before we roll, let's share DeMar Hamlin. Let's end on a high note. DeMar Hamlin, he was on the red carpet for NFL honors. He was honored at the event as well, in addition to all of the first responders. So let's get to DeMar Hamlin. Before we do that, let's take a listen to Monty Williams, the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. This man now has Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and God knows who on the bench. But Monty Williams talked about Kevin Durant. We know he's one of the greatest scorers who's ever lived. Take a listen.
I think it's more than a lift. I think it's a jolt, if that makes sense, just because of not just who he is as a player, but his love for the game. I think the guys are going to see something that they may not have seen before as far as his approach and how much he just loves to play basketball. I think if he could hoop every day, 24/7, he would do that, and I think that's who we are. And so to be able to have someone like that in your gym, but who's also ultra talented and one of the best to ever do it, I think it's going to not just complement what we do, it's going to uplift and give us a bit of a jolt.
Doesn't matter if ain't none of them healthy. Charles Barkley basically made that point. This is what Charles Barkley had to say on TNT. Here, listen to it. It's Charles Barkley. He's a funny guy.
The West is so good now, you're going to need a good bench. You can't go to war with just KD, Booker, and Aiden, because the West is so loaded. If they play the Clippers, the Lakers now, haven't even mentioned Memphis, your bench is going to be really, really important. So the buyout market, like Chris says, they're going to have to get some big bodies. You just mentioned campaign. He's a little guy. TJ Warren's a smaller guy. He's about 6'6", 6'7", there. But I'm talking about after that. They gave up a lot. So I think the buyout market, I'm going to be watching that for my sons. Our starting unit, we're good to go. But to win three series just to get to the finals, your bench is going to be huge.
Yeah, I don't know who the hell these guys are on their bench. Bismack Biyombo, I know Bismack. What's he doing? Fouling? They don't have no bench. Damian Lee, he's the most accomplished dude. Torrey Craig? I don't know. They better hope when they get to the playoffs that everybody plays, 35 minutes, and then they'll break down anyway. Hey, good luck to the Suns. It looks nice. It looks great. They're not done yet. Let's be clear. They're going to have to add some depth. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mr. G? Isn't he a weatherman? Mr. G's calling from Vegas. What's up, Mr. G?
How you doing, man? I got stuck in traffic trying to go home, but I got to say this about the KD trade. Draymond Green was right. Okay? Kevin Durant doesn't want to be the man. He wants to go somewhere where he can come in and get credit for doing something. What he tweeted about OKC is the same as Phoenix. You can't win with those guys. That team choked the last two postseasons. They're on the downslide. I don't know why the Nets were suckered into trading a player they had control over after they traded away Irving and got players that were going to work. Because, I mean, they got some nice young players, but you traded one of the best players of his generation for a bunch of draft picks. And you didn't have to. That's why I say they're suckers. They could have just said, no, we're not trading you, KD. We got rid of the pain. You're gonna play this out, but that's what they get.
They would be in pain themselves. Like, why punish yourself?
Well, if I made a deal for you that I think made my team better and gave you complimentary players.
No, don't work that way.
And
no.
I have the control over your contract. No. Why am I giving in to you?
No, because there was no way in hell that they were going to build a team, a championship contending team around him in a time frame where A, he would be healthy and be at his peak, and then B, where you wouldn't have to deal with the linger. That's not easy. This is a simple question. Do you want to be trapped in a room with a miserable-ass person that doesn't want to be with you?
No, but I also don't want to get screwed by bending over
it
and
was
giving
done.
Away my team.
It was done. It was
well,
done.
They got what they deserved when they picked
yes.
him up in the first place. Like
they
I said,
did.
Draymond
but it was done.
Right. Draymond
it was, done.
Was right.
It don't matter who was right. I'm telling you.
Suns won't get out of the second round. They're not getting to the conference finals.
Well, that's not the goal of the Brooklyn Nets right now. They understand. They had to blow this to smithereens. They understand
Why?
That. The Brooklyn Nets are not playing basketball to compete for a championship right now. They understood they made a mistake, and they moved on. And the Brooklyn Nets ain't playing for no title. What are we talking about? The Suns just got to hope they stay healthy and move forward. But the Brooklyn Nets ain't compete for no title. Well, I gave Durant a contract, so I'm going to tell him, man, play out your contract. And I'm you do what we want, and we'll get you some pieces. And you know, we're not just going to let you go. What for what? They're not stupid. Who are the Brooklyn Nets going to bring that was going to bring them closer to a title? They got the soul of Michael Jordan from the Bulls somewhere? Like, what was going to make a difference for them? Sometimes you got to know when you screwed up and just move on. Why hold on to the pain? I use the relationship analogy, but maybe he has no bearing on that. I think most of us do. There comes a point in time where you go, Hey, I tried. Okay, I tried. But now it's time to move on. Like, come on. I think we've all been there. Shep, have you been there before?
We've all been there.
Hey, Marco Belletti, have you ever been there before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you try, and then you go, there ain't no more trying, I'm moving on. Come on. If the Brooklyn Nets tried, and then they said they tried again, and then they tried, and now they're cooked. They're not winning nothing. Well, they're not even going to go to the playoffs. Who cares what the Brooklyn Nets do between now and forever? They're in basketball purgatory. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. There's no purgatory here, only heaven, only paradise. When we come back, we're going to deliver you some good news. And on a high note, Damar Hamlin was on stage. He was here in person, NFL honors, and he was shown love. The first responders were shown love. And we'll hear that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I discovered you one night that I work late. Since then, I've been making sure I work till after 2 before I leave here. I really appreciate you, man, personally.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry, and I'm a heartless guy. You're gonna make me cry.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, don't call me and make me cry. It's terrible. That man said he works until after 2 driving just to listen to me? Damn. NFL Honors was tonight here in Phoenix. You might have had a reason to cry. This is still rather unbelievable. Damar Hamlin was shown so much love tonight. Damar Hamlin was honored at NFL Honors. You remember that? I spoke to somebody this week. There's a million people I spoke to on the ground here. And we had a conversation about Damar and just how time went by and, you know, the night being on air when that took place is just, that was a rough night. And then the next day, like, I didn't want to sit here and talk about no damn football. Did not care. Didn't care. It's tough to do that. And so Damar was honored. And he was on stage. He was surrounded by first responders. He was surrounded by the first responders who helped save his life. And I want you to hear from Damar Hamlin. Let's go ahead and play that from the NFL Network.
First, I would like to just thank God for even being here. Every day, I am amazed that my experiences could encourage so many others across the country and even across the world. Encourage to pray, encourage to spread love, and encourage to keep fighting no matter the circumstances. Sudden cardiac arrest was nothing I would have ever chosen to be a part of my story. But that's because sometimes our own visions are too small, even when we think we are seeing the bigger picture. My vision was about playing in the NFL and being the best player that I could be. But God's plan was to have a purpose greater than any game in this world. My entire life, I felt like God was using me to give others hope. And now with a new set of circumstances, I can only say he's doing what he's always done. I have a long journey ahead, a journey full of unknowns and a journey full of milestones. But it's a lot easier to face your fears when you know your purpose. My third night awake in the hospital, I met an ICU doctor. His name was Yusa. He told me he had a similar experience. He showed me he was okay, and that meant so much to me. There was so much uncertainty at the time, and just him coming to me, showing that I could live a normal life again, it meant so much to me in the moment. So I want to give a big thank you to him, and a special thank you to everyone on this stage for everything they did for me. And thank you everyone around the country and around the world who prayed for me and hoped for me. The journey will continue.
Yeah, that speech that you just heard was much longer because of all of the claps, the pauses, and the well-received love that he was on the end of. And yeah, kudos to everyone who participated in helping to save his life. You know, we talked about this a few weeks ago. It's a shame that this occurs to people all over the country and families and students and kids, and they don't necessarily have the same means to get a literal second lease at life. And so it's amazing that Damar Hamlin is using this opportunity to help just encourage others to learn CPR and to get proper equipment in schools. There's no cost to potentially saving someone's life. None at all. There was also some cool news that occurred this week. Dr. Tom Mayer, He's the medical director for the NFL Players Association, and he was on Sirius XM earlier this week, and he was talking about DeMar Hamlin, and he said he has no doubts that eventually he will lace up his cleats and that he'll be back on the field. And that will be one hell of an experience if that takes place. If DeMar Hamlin wants it to take place, that'll be nuts to see. Crazy. You thought Alex Smith, comeback player of the year, 18 surgeries on a leg, DeMar Hamlin on the field? Oh, my God. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is calling from Miami. Ralph, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, there. How you doing?
I'm good. Please, go ahead.
See you again. I'd like to see from DeMar Hamlin. He's really sincere. And also to think about a similar experience from him where one day from the past, I did get shot. And basically, where a doctor did save my life, basically drained a lot of blood out of my lungs. To think about it, it's kind of scary experience, to be honest with you. Think about it right now.
I'm sure. Well, Ralph, I'm happy that you're here with us, too.
But to think about it, is also, I want to say thanks to those doctors, too, and myself. But to think about what happened, I want to talk about the NFC, the NBA recently right now.
Well, Ralph, I don't know. Well, hold on, Ralph. You sound kind of blurry or fuzzy. I don't know how you're holding your phone. You sound kind of blurry.
Can you hear me now?
You sound a little better. Go ahead.
All right, so I was saying before to speak about the NBA. The NBA, I know you don't watch movies like you mentioned a lot of time in your past. If you ever have watched The Maze, it's like saying right now The Maze changed direction. Shit may know what I'm talking about. But it's like saying if you think about the pieces that change around the NBA around like this phrase. As far as Kevin Durant, I think to me, if nobody had realized, the Brooklyn Nets were already done since last year. It's just like it was just a glimpse of hopes going on to this year. Because since the trade to Harden, people did not realize that team was already done. The vision was already gone. It was a trio vision. That trio was already cut down to two.
Yeah. It was a sinking ship without a shadow of a doubt. And you are comparing this to what's the movie, The Maze?
Yes.
Well, Shep, do you know what The Maze is? You know what that is?
Ralph, I do not. Are you referring to The Matrix or The Maze?
No. It's a movie basically where the kid was stuck in a maze. It's basically where they're actually studying about a virus.
Got it.
So it's like saying they go in the maze, and it's like the maze will be in a certain direction during the day, and during the night it changes pieces around. So it's going to be a different location.
This
around
is a horror
the next
movie.
Day for them.
It's a horror movie.
Not really horror. Not really horror.
Sci-fi?
But it's just like saying a survival movie.
Was there aliens? Is this like crop circles? What is this?
It's like the end of the earth, the end of the world, or a virus. And they were looking for a cure. And they were using the kids to produce cure.
Okay.
It's a book basically also, too.
I'm gonna Google this, and I'm going to watch it before I go to sleep to give myself nightmares. Okay, Ralph? Thank you.
You're not going to get nightmares.
Oh, I will. Thank you, Ralph.
Enjoy.
No doubt. There was a movie. It has not. Shep, do you remember that movie with Mel Gibson? There was a movie. It was an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I think Mel Gibson had a lethal weapon.
No. It was Mel Gibson, and it was with aliens, and they were in crops.
Signs?
Yes.
Okay, it was like 20 years ago, right?
Whoa. Hey, whoa. 15.
15, okay. We'll go with that. You know who was in that movie, by the way, if I remember correctly? But he's even better actor than Mel Gibson.
Who?
The Joker.
The Joker? Who?
Yeah.
Who?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. He was in that movie.
Yes.
He was Mel Gibson's younger brother, right?
Yes, I believe so.
You see, I see movies. I saw Signs.
No one doubts that you don't see movies.
Yeah, well, I don't watch them frequently. Let's talk to Rick from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Okay, thank you for taking my call again.
Oh, crap. Hold on. I surprised myself, Shep. I did. Why didn't you warn me? Okay, well, Rick, go ahead.
Rick, I mean, Rick is a frequent caller at 140. That's what time he usually calls. You know it was him, right?
Hey, Rick, you have 30 seconds for real. Go ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking about Alicia Curry, and thank you for talking about the 2016 NBA All-Star Game.
Okay. Tell us what you want to talk about. Her name is Aisha, but tell us what you
Aisha,
want.
Aisha, sorry.
You wasted 25 seconds
already. Okay. I'm glad that Mr. Kevin Durant didn't come to Toronto. Our media in July complained about him not coming to Toronto, and I this is proof that it happened because Kawhi Leonard didn't come. The new player is Jaco Pertel, and he's coming back to Toronto. So it proves the point that NBA players that are coming to Toronto, they never will, never come. I don't know what else to say about our media. You know, Rogers had an outage in July, a nationwide outage, and they caused a lot of problems. And I don't think Kevin Durant would come here. So thank you very much for your time, and have a good night.
Okay. Thanks. What do I say after that?
Nothing, right? That's the quickest phone call in the history of Rick from Toronto phone calls, and JR Sport Brief history. That's what I know.
Yeah, he left me speechless. It's my job to talk for a living, and he left me speechless.
Well, I mean, Rick has to understand that, unfortunately, unless it's basically a proverbial gun being held to someone's head and saying you have to play somewhere, it's not going to no longer be where you want to play, which was Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan. No one else wants to go to Toronto, as great of a city as it is.
Oh, I love Toronto. If I was a professional basketball player, I'd be up in Toronto, man. I'd go.
So why does no one play there? Because Kyle Lowry wasn't Kyle Lowry before he went to Toronto. And DeMar obviously
NBA
was drafted
players
there.
Why don't NBA players want to go to Toronto? I don't know. I can't say because it's far. I mean, I can't say because it's cold. NBA players don't want to go play for Minnesota, man.
Yeah.
They got three places that they want to go. Los Angeles, it's Miami.
It's fair.
That's it. Two.
Yep. And they have the best GM teams in the league, JR. You and I both know that.
Who?
Masai Ujiri is the best general manager in the NBA.
Yeah, well, thank God he's at a place where nobody wants to go.
That's unfortunate.
He can bring the talent in himself. All right, folks, we're done. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Man, we're going to hear from Tim Brown, Mr. Raider himself. And we got a few other good friends that will be joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Come back tomorrow. Thank you, Shep. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
Officially 1 hour until your favorite show premieres. Time to get some snacks delivered through Instacart. Okay, let's get some popcorn, seltzer, chocolate-covered almonds, and... wait, did they release the whole season? Better cart some ice cream for the two-part finale. When your day should be ending but a new season is starting, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
We are so touched. You all made the trek out here.
Robert, Renata,
we hope our marriage is nothing like yours.
Cheers, everybody.
From the director of Pitch Perfect and the producers of The Proposal.
Something doesn't feel right.
We're pirates. And they took everybody hostage.
Jennifer Lopez, Josh Duhamel.
This is not happening.
Pirates chasing you wasn't on your vision board.
You're the only thing on my vision board.
Shotgun Wedding, rated R. Watch now on Prime Video.
Okay, the kids are already asking what's for dinner. But breaking news, empty fridge. That's okay, I'll Instacart. Let's add some organic asparagus and some farm fresh chicken. Easy. Wait, is the oldest vegetarian this week, or was it gluten-free? Gluten-free pasta. Covered either way. Cart it. And finally, some vegetarian gluten-free olives for my well-earned cocktail. When your family's shopping list has more footnotes than groceries, the world is your cart. Visit Instacart.com or download the app and get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Delivery subject to availability. Additional terms apply.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me. Bet for free.